The two ships that travel between Cleveland and Antwerp, Belgium, will also stop in India. It's not clear yet what Northeast Ohio goods will be traveling to Asia. Jay Davis with the Port of Cleveland says he's received inquiries from regional companies, but declined to name the businesses.
Right now, we're operating and investing as if this is going to be a permanent service of the port. We're looking at infrastructure investment at some of the docks and building a new warehouse for container transloading. And then also we have two new cranes that are coming in that will be delivered at the beginning of the shipping season that will handle just purely our container traffic. So we're making investments to make sure that we can have an efficient, streamlined service and have a permanent service to offer.
In its first year, the Port of Cleveland lost nearly $3 million on the Cleveland to Antwerp route, and interest seemed tepid among Ohio manufacturers. But the following year, the shipping line's investment partner, the Spliethoff Group, took over more of the costs and logistical operations and added a second ship. Davis says Spliethoff and its Bangalore partner will cover the costs of the India venture. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Brian Bull.